So let's begin our hour with politics. That's as Governor Snyder continues traveling around the state today in Southeast Michigan, pushing for an expansion of Medicaid. Governor Snyder wants to expand the program using federal funds to hundreds of thousands of low-income adults. The governor has criticized fellow Republicans in the Senate for leaving Lansing for their summer recess without voting on the measure. The State House had already approved the legislation. Governor Snyder joins us now. Governor, welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, it's great to be with you. And this is an important topic, so I appreciate it.
Well, Governor, Senate Republican Leader Randy Richardville announced a group of senators will hear testimony on the expansion of Medicaid this week, but a vote's not expected. Is that enough movement on the issue in your eyes?
Well, the good part is it's positive movement, and that's what we need to keep up. So it's a starting point. So I appreciate the work group meeting, and also they're going to do a committee hearing. So we are seeing progress. I'm just encouraging our citizens, though, to continue staying in touch with our senators until we get it done, because we need to get this done quickly and efficiently. It's all about making Michigan a healthier and better place.
Now, there has been some talk among your fellow Republicans that they don't want to vote on expanding Medicaid without giving this all plenty of time and thought and debate. And yet, as the entire state saw, a really controversial issue, which was right to work, was passed in mere days last December. Is this kind of a disingenuous argument, do you think, that we're hearing from the GOP?
Well, again, I don't view this as partisanship. We just need to encourage the senators to get this done. I brought this concept originally back in February. So it's been out there a significant amount of time, and I understand this is a complex issue, but this is a lot of good work's been done with the House, for example, that was strong bipartisan support to pass Healthy Michigan, and I just hope the Senate will look at it promptly, efficiently. Hopefully they can find some opportunities for improvement, but let's get it done this summer so we can move forward.
And you say you put that out there in February, so are they just taking way too long to tackle this and to make a decision?
Well, I would prefer to get it done, and I would have preferred to have gotten it done already, because this is something that's going to take some hard work and some time to work with the federal government, make sure we can put it in effect on January 1 of this next year. So there's a lot more to be done than just the legislation. So again, let's get the legislation done so we can move on to next steps. I'm ready to do that hard work. I'm ready to go.
Governor Snyder, you know, when your office is saying that the state, our state, could save more than $200 million in 2014 if the measure is passed, with that in mind, why do you think there is such opposition to doing this? Why has the Senate been so slow to act?
Well, again, I don't want to speak for them, but one of the issues you do find, though, is anything associated with the Affordable Care Act has been very polarizing in our society for the last few years. And the point I want to make to the senators and all the general public is there are a lot of challenges with the Affordable Care Act. The number of the negatives are coming to Michigan with or without Healthy Michigan in terms of additional taxes going to Washington, additional cutbacks to health care providers. Those are all here without Healthy Michigan. Healthy Michigan is the one positive because it's doing it in a smarter way than the vanilla federal program. It's actually encouraging wellness, personal responsibility by people in this program to get them out of the ER, get them some frontline health care so they can hold jobs better. They can be more productive in terms of their quality of life and what they can do with society. We all win from Healthy Michigan.
Well, we know that this is something you're very passionate about. You're traveling the state. You cut that overseas trip to Israel short to come back and lobby for the Senate to pass this. And you've also said, Governor, that you aren't willing to horse trade to get things you want passed in the legislature. And I'm just wondering, at a certain point with an issue like this that you feel so strongly about, is there a point where you're willing to make some deals or some compromises to get this thing done?
Well, it's always about working together, and that's where the House did good work. And I want to compliment the House on improving the legislation from what we started with in terms of bringing in more personal responsibility and wellness. So I hope there's an opportunity for the Senate to contribute some ideas. We just need to do it effectively so it can be something that works well for all Michiganders, that we can have enough time to work with Washington on getting it approved. So, again, I hope through this process, even with the delay, we'll get a better product. Well, let's get a product as quickly as we can because, again, we need to be able to implement it effectively so we can see the great results to our hardworking people in our state.
But are you willing to give something if the Senate Republicans want it?
Well, again, I don't view it as just going back and forth over something else. It's like let's focus on Healthy Michigan and see if there are some improvement ideas that they can bring to the table. Please do, but let's do it promptly and effectively.
Now, Randy Richardville is saying a vote on the issue he figures is likely by September. Would that be enough time to iron out the details with the federal government in order to get this thing happening?
That's one of my concerns. I believe that could be very challenging, and that's why I've encouraged him to get something done this summertime. So July would be better than August. August is much better than September. So the sooner the better, and that's why I'm encouraging our citizens to do it in a respectful fashion, but contact your senator and keep contacting him until we get this done, because this needs to be a top priority, because we're talking about the lives, the well-being of over 400,000 Michiganders. And literally, if we don't do this, I mean, people could end up losing their lives because of having to rely on the ER too much or not be able to feel comfortable going there until it's too late. So we need to get this done.
Governor, how late is too late?
There's no specific date in terms of passing the legislation. The real key is we need to implement January 1 of 2014. So what I would, again, emphasize is the sooner the better in terms of there's a lot of hard work to be done. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and do that hard work. And if we can get it done this summer, I feel confident we can get it done. If it gets to the fall, it may be questionable whether we can effectively implement in time.
I think I hear, and I think a lot of us do, we hear some exasperation and frustration in what you're saying about this. Governor, did you expect to have this much difficulty getting members of your own party on board with something that you, as governor, as a Republican governor, clearly feel is really, really important to Michigan?
Well, again, I don't view this as partisanship. I view this is just a common sense solution to help Michiganders. This is, again, better health care for people for a broken system. We have an unmanaged, uncontrolled system where people go to the ER. That's a crummy quality of life for them, and it costs Michiganders money because through higher insurance premiums. So I didn't look upon this as a partisan issue. I view this as here's a problem that's been here for a lot of years. Here's our opportunity to solve it. Here's an opportunity to help our small business community. Here's an opportunity to help our health care community. And do it in the context of a better state for all. So that's where I keep it simple, and I just want to get this done.
Governor, do you worry that this is going to keep action happening on other issues that are important in Michigan, in your view?
Yeah, it does make it that more challenging, because there are a number of other important things, including the whole issue of transportation funding. So that's sort of gotten put on the back burner as we work through this, because this is something that, with a very short timeline, that we need to get done. And the sooner we get it done, it means we can move back to working on other important issues that can be a positive impact on Michigan. We're the comeback state. I just want to make sure we keep it up.
So what should we expect to see from you, Governor, in the next week or two?
Continuation of doing these conversations around the state. I've done them at multiple healthcare institutions. The response has been tremendous. I'm doing it with small business people, with patients and patient advocates. And to hear the stories of how they had to struggle with insurance or not having insurance, that really puts an emphasis on why this is so critical to get done. So I'm just going to keep that up, and I'm going to be out talking to the public. It's time to use the soapbox the governor has to say, let's move promptly, let's move efficiently, asking the public to contact their senators, and let's get this wrapped up.
Making the most of that bully pulpit.
Absolutely. It's the right time and the right issue, because this is, again, this is just something that's truly compelling, because, again, people have lost their lives because of a lack of health insurance. And this is an opportunity to solve that problem.
Governor Rick Snyder, thank you for talking with us today.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.